Helping governments administer disaster relief programs is a niche business, and the same companies keep getting work all around the country. New Jersey first hired and then fired Hammerman & Gainer International, or HGI, to vet applications from residents rebuilding after Superstorm Sandy. The Garden State then hired another company, ICF, to clean up that mess, but that company has its critics in Louisiana, stemming from rebuilding after Hurricane Katrina. Eve Tro of NPR station WWNO has this look at the company's track records down south.
Tell people here in Louisiana you hired ICF to save your housing recovery program, and you'll get raised eyebrows.
That program was plagued from the beginning.
Davida Finger knows. She works for the Loyola Law Clinic in New Orleans.
Serious issues with how the program was estimating costs, with serious race discrimination issues that eventually went to federal court.
ICF was hired to run Louisiana's Road Home program to funnel billions of federal dollars into grants for homeowners. About 200,000 homes were destroyed by Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in 2005. ICF was awarded more than $900 million by Louisiana. The company went public shortly after it won the Road Home contract.
The company, in hindsight, should have done a better job.
Finally, in 2009, Louisiana let ICF's contract expire. The company wouldn't comment for this story about its work after Katrina. One of its partners in the program, Louisiana company Hammerman & Gainer International, took over. Yes, the same company that New Jersey hired, then fired for its performance. Finger says Louisiana homeowners are still battling the two companies over Katrina money. Just last year, the recovery program sent letters to 50,000 Louisiana residents, saying they had to pay back some or all of their Road Home grant. Homeowners say as they appeal, they've been met with unreturned phone calls or told their file is lost.
I never could have imagined that some almost 10 years later, we would still be hearing about Road Home and FEMA and all the other post-disaster programs. Although people who were more experienced with post-disaster work told us it would take at least 10 years.
Post-disaster work is an industry, a developing one. It's grown as a branch of the consulting industry mostly. ICF, the Road Home contractor, actually started in the late 1960s in Virginia as Inner City Fund, a venture capital firm for urban businesses. Its consulting services are what took off, though, a government go-between for things like energy, environment, and community development.
This is an emerging industry, and it's an emerging process.
Robin Keegan worked for Louisiana's Recovery Authority after Katrina and now works for a New Orleans-based consulting company.
Disaster recovery efforts take a specific set of skills.
She says consultants know the federal regulations that come with long-term recovery funding and design programs that meet those rules. But she says the industry can do better.
Because we don't want to make the same mistakes over and over again.
After Sandy, many Louisiana companies and officials helped write legislation to help New York and New Jersey avoid Katrina missteps. But it wasn't enough. I'm Eve Tro in New Orleans.
That report was produced in conjunction with our partner, NJSpotlight.com and WNYC in New York.